With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told U.S. House lawmakers that she had no knowledge of Jeffrey Epstein's crimes.
During a closed-door deposition with members of the House Oversight Committee, Hillary Clinton said she had no idea about Epstein's criminal activities. In her opening statement that she shared on social media, the former First Lady said she did not recall ever encountering Epstein, although Bill Clinton had flown with Epstein for charity trips. Her deposition kicked off 2 days of testimony that will also include the former president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, the Republican chairman of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer, says the committee has a lot of questions about Epstein.
No one's accusing at this moment the Clintons of any wrongdoing. They're going to have due process. But we have a lot of questions. And the purpose of the whole investigation is to try to understand many things about Epstein. How did he accumulate so much wealth? How was he able to surround himself with some of the most powerful men in the world?
Meanwhile, the committee's ranking member, Democrat Robert Garcia, says he wants President Trump to sit for a deposition.
I hope that Chairman Comer and the Republicans will join us in demanding that the person who actually appears more times in the files than the former president, who we want to speak with, is President Donald Trump. And so let's get President Trump in front of our committee.
Cuba claims 10 passengers in a boat that opened fire on its soldiers were armed Cubans living in the U.S. who were trying to infiltrate the island and commit terrorist attacks. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will conduct its own investigation.
As it stands now, the Department of Homeland Security, the Coast Guard, others are involved. The majority of the information we still possess is what Cuban authorities are providing both the public and the U.S. government.
On Wall Street, the Dow right now is up by 34 points, and this is SRN News. A slain Mexican drug lord had a long history of religious persecution.
Nemesio Cervantes, who died in a shootout with police in Tapalpa this week, was responsible for the closure of at least 100 churches. The leader of the Jalisco New Generation Cartel extorted large sums from the churches, and if the congregations couldn't pay, they had to close down or be killed. Persecution of Christians is on the rise in Mexico, which is mostly controlled by the drug cartels. Radical Catholic groups are also a problem. Michael Harrington reporting.
Police in Sri Lanka have arrested the country's former intelligence chief in connection with suicide bomb attacks on Easter Sunday 2019. Those attacks targeted several churches and killed nearly 270 people. The attacks were believed to be inspired by the ISIS terrorist group. Sheriff Sally was arrested by the country's criminal investigation department, accused of lapses. This is SRN News. The Louvre has appointed a new director.
It's the home of the Mona Lisa and once a royal palace. But now the historic Louvre Museum is getting a new boss.
Christophe
announcing the new appointment on Wednesday, French government spokeswoman Maud Brogion told France and the world that Christophe Leribaud, a veteran museum director, would take on the new and challenging role. Leribaud takes over from Laurence Descartes, who resigned on Tuesday, 4 months after the brazen heist in October of the French crown jewels. I'm Karen Chemas.
Cuba says those 10 passengers on that boat that were opened fire on its soldiers and then were fired upon were actually armed Cubans living inside the United States. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 34 points, just about a few minutes from the close. The NASDAQ is still struggling. It's off 291. This is SRN News.